This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, the plight of our rivers, and in particular our local chalk stream rivers, is the subject of many news stories. And indeed, we've covered many of these matters on Environment Matters over the past few years. We take too much water from our river sources so that they're mere shadows of what they once were. We dump untreated sewage into them and we pollute them with, amongst other things, chemicals from road runoff, agriculture and pet flea treatments. And all of these nasty chemicals into habitats that are internationally rare. Now, for some people, that might inspire action like setting up a petition. Others might join a physical protest with some impassioned placard waving. But for artists Laura Decker, Angela Mellon and Liz Sargent, they have channeled their passion into a new art installation. It's called Watershed, A River's Call to Action, and you'll find it under the Rose Window in St Albans Cathedral. Laura, Liz and Angela have each contributed one element of the artwork, each one very different but very powerful in its own way. I met with Laura, Angela and Liz in the foyer of St Albans Cathedral to find out more about the creation and purpose of the exhibition and where their artistic interest in rivers had begun.
It started really beginning of the first lockdown when we all spent much more time in our local areas. We each live near different watercourses, the Ver, the River Lee, and in my case, the Moselle, which flowed into the Lee. And after spending time on these rivers, we realised that these all joined together. They all converged, flowing into the Thames. So our watercourses joined, even though we weren't allowed to meet up ourselves. And during those lockdowns, we wrote journals about our experiences of the rivers. This was a project run by the Estuary Festival. They created an exhibition of that. And then we became more and more interested in rivers. We did an augmented reality walk along the River Wandle that's in South London and that flows into the Thames. And we discovered the incredible history of that river, that the industrial history from dating through centuries and centuries of dye making, calico washing, gunpowder making. And these rivers have been incredibly polluted in their time. And we realised that actually the wildlife on the Wandle, some of it was actually thriving despite all of that. We developed a performance called Tide, which we did for the Whitstable Biennial. A group of us tied a fishing net with the Thames waters rising around us. So that was a project that involved craft and history. And then this opportunity came up at the cathedral. And in the meantime, we discovered that really shocking pollution that had been happening on the River Ver, and that became the real focus of our work. So we've been researching a lot for this project and becoming more and more shocked at what's happening with the river.
Indeed, the state of our rivers generally is not good, but the River Ver has been faring particularly badly recently. So, Angela, you actually are involved in the Ver, not just by way of this artistic endeavour. What's your involvement with the River Ver?
I'm a working volunteer at the Ver Valley Society, and the Ver Valley Society looks after the river and the valley. The state of the river is absolutely awful, getting an awful lot of pollution from the Mark Yates sewage that's spilling out untreated sewage into our rivers. And also all of our rivers are having a difficult time, the changing climate, the flash flooding and the rainfall, as well as the accompanying pollution that our lovely chalk drains are having. The Bure Valley Society also does water testing to prove how bad the actual water is.
So you're actually at the sharp end of what's happening with the river, and you're being able to bring your experience actually caring for the river, seeing firsthand the state that the river's in, feeding that into your artistic endeavour that you've got here. And I was very interested, Liz, in the words vitality and vulnerability, which I saw used a couple of times in the literature accompanying the exhibition Watershed. Why did you choose those words?
Our rivers should be vital places, places where we can go and enjoy enjoy being on the river, enjoy being by the river, enjoy being in the river. So that's the kind of element of vitality. And then the vulnerability, obviously, as both Laura and Angela have said, the dreadful state of the rivers at the moment mean that they are very vulnerable and we have to take care of those. And this was part of what we're trying to convey as part of the exhibition, that we all have a responsibility to protect our vulnerable rivers.
So let's just talk a little bit about the three elements that the three of you have created for the exhibition. Let's just start with you. Now, you're the only one of these three artists that hasn't got an apron on here, and that's because you're the digital artist, and what you've created is all on a screen. Do you want to tell us about what you've created there?
Yeah, so what you encounter when you see it is a large back projected screen sitting in the north transept. So you see it straight ahead of you. It's about 3.5 meters wide, about 2.5 meters high. What you see is video of water changing all the time. And as you approach it, your silhouette is picked up in real time. So as you move, another piece of water shows through from underneath. So effectively your silhouette becomes water. Together we've taken just over 100 video clips of our local rivers, and that's what you're seeing in front of you, all these video clips. And it uses an Xbox Kinect to do the kind of silhouetting live as you move about.
So why is the silhouette of us in the water as water? Why was that important?
It's important because you become part of the work. You become part of the river. You are made of water. And what you do affects it. So within the installation and in real life, what we all do affects the river and its quality.
And then you've not just got the videos, you've also got text which appears across the screen as well. What's the text? Where's that from?
That is extracted random fragments from online documents. For example, there's a really interesting website called sewagemap.co.uk that has live real-time data. It's a map of Britain. You can see every sewage outlet and its status at that time. So whether it's overflowing or whether there has been a recent overflow, or if it's not overflowing and where it is overflowing, you see a horrible brown line where it's affecting the river. So here on the River Vire, it's all brown and it has been for most of the last year because there's been a continuous sewage outlet. So some of the fragments of text are just the real-time, the data from that. There's fragments taken from Thames Water's recent annual report, a report from the Environment Agency about road runoff and various.
Thank you. And then, Angela, would you like to tell us about your piece of art? Now, yours is very different, isn't it? It's a willow sculpture called Turbulence. Can you start by telling us where you got the willow from?
The willow was sourced from the valley of the River Vire, very local, donated from the Gorhambury estate. I actually harvested the willow, which was very, very backbreaking. harvested it the first week of March and been working hard in creating this large scale sculpture. It's about 5 meters high and 5 meters wide, and the depth is about 3.8 meters wide. And it's cascading down in the North Transept, where our exhibition is, from an arch window, and it looks like a waterfall. But mainly my sculpture called Turbulence, it mimics the interplay of water currents and also the hidden depths of the water column. I chose willow because it's organic and it moves and travels like water does.
It has to be said, and it's really quite a dominating piece, isn't it? It's large, it's imposing, and as you say, it sends a strong message. It's got a lot of movement.
Yeah, and also it can refer to the ecosystems and the environment that our rivers are facing with the accompanying pollution.
And then finally, Liz, now yours is different again, your art contribution. You've got a series of photos, but they are superimposed with some very short poems that you've written as well. You just want to describe exactly, you know, what you hope to encapsulate there, where the photos came from as well.
Sure, yes. So I've got eight, they're called visual poems, really. So I've taken the photographs of various places around the river, and some of them are very kind of zoomed in and slightly abstract. Some of them are a bit more obvious. And on top of that, I've created these poems telling the story about the state of the river. So it starts with the sparkling, beautiful river. There's also one about the chalk streams. And there's also then what's happening to the trout, the watercress. So they're visual poems which really give voice to different players, if you like, or the different elements of the river, describing their plight. And the refrain is we, you know, we are at the watershed. And at the end, we end with this sort of call to action. Hopefully people will be absorbed and sort of transported when they read the poems. And then hopefully they will kind of really get the point that we need to change what we're doing, and they will act.
And you have subtitled your exhibition, you called it Watershed, A River's Call to Action. So the call to action is really quite an important part of this, isn't it? So I just wondered if you, Angela or Laura, if you had anything that you wanted to add about how you hope that your art can inspire people to act, it, you know, as they're leaving, what's the thought you want them to leave with, or what's the action that you'd like them to take?
The value of our water, and we want all of us to look after our rivers, and hopefully we can encourage our water companies to also help the conditions of our rivers.
So we've collated quite a lot of more resources to find out what we can do. So obviously we want our water companies to get their act together, but also we really can do some things ourselves. And it does actually take a lot of thought to change what we do, and a bit of research. It's not straightforward because we're so used to living the way we do, is using water the way we do. And it takes a bit more thought, but we can do a whole lot individually to improve things too.
Thank you.
My thanks to artists Laura Decker, Angela Mellon and Liz Sargent, and their exhibition Watershed, A River's Call to Action. You can see it at St Albans Cathedral throughout May. And Laura, Liz and Angela would also like to thank St Albans Cathedral, the Christian Arts Trust and the Education Trust for their support in putting on this exhibition. And to help us all understand how our actions affect rivers like the River Ver, and to give us an opportunity to do something practical to help the river, there's a series of events organised to coincide with the exhibition, including a community litter pick on Saturday the 24th of May, that starts at 9:30. There's a debate that they're calling the Watershed Debate, What Does the Future Hold for Our Waterways? And that's on Wednesday the 28th of May. And you just know that St Albans MP Daisy Cooper will be on the panel taking part in that debate. And then finally, there's going to be a family discovery morning at St Albans Cathedral on Thursday, the 29th of May, between 10 and 12. And I'll put all the information that you need to join in those events into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. Now, I asked Thames Water if they'd like to join me and explain why sewage has been allowed to leak continuously this year from the Mark Yates sewage treatment works into the River Ver and what they are doing about it. But I'm afraid no one was available. Instead, they sent this statement. While all storm discharges are unacceptable, the sewage system was historically designed to work in this way, to prevent sewage backing up into people's homes. Our region experienced one of the wettest years in 2024, resulting in exceptionally high groundwater levels in the area. This has overwhelmed our sewer system, which can lead to discharges into the rivers. We have clear and deliverable plans to upgrade 250 of our sites across the region, including at our site in Mark Yates, to increase treatment capacity and reduce the number of storm discharges. We've put transparency at the heart of what we do, and we were the first water company to publish a real-time data map on our website, which in its first year has been viewed over 350,000 times. We know how much people enjoy and appreciate rivers, and we are committed to seeing waterways thrive, but we can't do it alone. Farming, industry, road runoff, wildlife, and increasingly extreme weather also play a role in river health. As infrastructure ages and demand on it increases, more investment is needed across the entire sector. Well, let's hope that Thames Water and the rest of us quickly take up the river's call to action and make the changes that are needed to ensure that our local chalk streams are able to be the pure life source that wildlife and us need now and in the years to come. I'll be with you at the same time next week. Until then, thank you for listening.